Welcome back.
Yeah.
No hey doubt.
Guys, how's it going?
Yeah. What up, gang gang?
Gang
and family and all that.
What's percolating? What's popping?
Oh, man. You know, back in the kitchen. You feel me?
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Chefing up some goodness.
That's all.
Yeah. Starting That's to feel it. Like fall now, for real.
You got that right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, but next week probably be like all 80s.
Yeah.
It's strange.
I think it's going to be cold.
Yeah,
pardon?
I hope
I think
that's
it's going to be cold.
I don't know, man. Like, how do you even prep for winter these days?
There
like,
isn't
is it going to be cold? Right. Is it what's going to happen?
Yeah, no, nah, it's just hoodie, sweatshirt, like sweatsuit weather. That's mm-hmm. it.
Hoodies and shorts. My kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. I just wish that we still got real fall. We don't get real fall no more.
No, we don't, bro. The only thing we get that's real fall is the leaves falling off the trees.
Right.
You got that right.
John goes, like, Paul's, it'll be 80 this week, and then all of a sudden it'll be 47. Be like, wait a minute, ho, ho. What happened to that nice in-between where I can get away with just the hoodie? Like,
you feel me? And what did it for me was when, I think on Halloween, it was like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo, I remember when, like, you had to wear, like, a leather jacket if you was going to be, like, Dracula or something.
And the leaves were already almost off the fucking trees.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy, man. Like, global warming is real. Like, it's more evident than ever. Ever.
Yeah.
These days. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know neither, man. But, you know, it's pissing me off at work because, you know, I got these heavy-ass work pants. And I've been wearing them just because, you know, I like to be prepared. Because
just in case.
This shit right here is a trick to me. I feel like y'all keep switching this weather up. Y'all trying to catch a motherfucker slipping and get him sick. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it ain't no real.
That's what I was going to say. That's the old people saying. You know, this is pneumonia weather.
Hey, look, it is.
This is pneumonia weather.
What you mean? You know, you get a chest cold if you got your chest out. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
not
you
how
mean?
That works.
So it was bacteria.
Listen, man, stick to
it's old people shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. As you get older, you learn a little different.
Yeah, I
and start taking some elderberry or something,
I do.
Bro.
I take
you feel me?
Day,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Get your smoothie game up, bro.
I'm on elderberry.
You still on that protein?
Still on lemon, ginger, and all that?
And echinacea.
Huh? You still on that protein?
Nah, I don't even mess with protein like that.
Protein leaves.
I might do a little shake here and there, but for me, like, if it's too much, like, sudden increase of protein, it fucks with my beating of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Try to stay away.
Well, yeah, we want you to be here.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, don't fuck with
so
the heart.
Just elderberry.
Yeah.
Elderberry.
Leave the protein alone. Brother.
Elderberry.
Y'all crazy, man. But, well, what up, fellas? Ladies and gents?
What's up?
Ah, man, it feels good to be back, man. Just getting off this tour I was on, you know, acting and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just knocked out my play. Yeah. Shout out to Marissa Jackson for putting together a wonderful play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who've been listening to our pod, I've been promoting here and there the play called Bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just knocked it out this past Saturday at a Bowie Performance Arts Center,
okay.
Which was amazing.
That's what's up, man.
And yeah, man, you know, got some free time.
Yeah, how was it, man?
The play was amazing. I mean, overall, the reviews were great. You know, the audience that attended, they loved it. You know, they felt the impact of the message, which is pretty much stop bullying and understanding the levels that come with that. Because, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the bullies themselves, they have their own story.
Yeah.
And it's about getting to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the message was very clear, man. I mean, it tapped into physical bullying, verbal, you know, cyber bullying. Because, you know, there was a scene where someone got beat up and, you know, they were being recorded and using that video to laugh at and whatnot. Yeah. And it's like, you know, that's what we saw growing up. Well, not, I wouldn't say growing up, but like, in like the early 2000s, Worldstar was going off.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? That's all you saw was videos of people getting beat up and world star this and world star that. So, I think overall, you know, the play was great. Personally, you know, as an actor or up and coming actor, you know, when you're doing plays, you have to adjust to
the people
and, you know, your co-stars and whatnot. So if they miss a line or they jump to the next line, you gotta adjust too. So even though you rehearsed and you've practiced this, you know, to remember all your lines, you might not even get all your lines off. The more plays that I do, the more that I realize that it's not a good thing, obviously, but it does prep me to adjust and keep the flow going.
What was your character?
My play was a guy named Terrell, who was the older brother of the main person in the play, which is a guy named Messiah.
Okay.
He's my younger brother. He's being bullied. He's being ignored throughout the household because the family dynamic is very dysfunctional. The dad is a drunk. The mother is suffering from like generational curse as far as being talked down to, which perpetuates a certain communication in the household, meaning that she talks down to her child, her daughter. And you just see just the impact of, you know, a family that's divided.
Right.
And me just being Terrell playing the street dude, I'm in the streets. So everything that's happening in the house, I'm pretty much ignoring. But you see, you know, in the play, how everything just comes full circle. Masai being bullied, you know, I witnessed that and I jump in and try to defuse the situation. It exposes the dad's alcoholism problem. It exposes the soft bone in the mom and how she conducts her household and whatnot. But overall, you know, we come together in unity. We end in prayer. And yeah, we know we go with a bang. I stop hustling. You know, my protege Ja, who's my partner in the street, he stops hustling. Masai, you know, he starts to become a track star and win awards and whatnot. And you just see the unity just come full circle towards the end. And that's by identifying the problems.
Right.
So, you know, that's great play, great message. Look forward to many more. And hopefully we take this play on tour.
I feel like the end of that play, if it was a movie, right, it would have been, you know how at the end of the movie, they had a scene where they show everybody and then it fades off.
Fades off.
And then it pops up. Paul went on to do X, Y, Z.
That's what we did. That's what we did. I love you for that.
I'm hopeful. Yes, I am.
Andrew's
just playing, right? Paul went on to stop hustling. That's and continue his growth.
Yeah. He got on like a McDonald's uniform. You know what I'm saying?
No, not that. No McDonald's. I mean, it would have been appropriate. We actually concluded with that, and you see what we all went off to do.
That's good call.
Yeah,
that was good, bro.
But speaking, the fact that you started up,
we were all sitting there praying together. That's the fade out scene, right there.
That's a fact.
And then it was all the individuals. So I'm hopeful.
We actually came up with a soundtrack for the play too, which is pretty cool.
I seen the music when I go to pick music on Instagram to play something.
Bullied. So that was something different.
Oh my God,
that was
really? Something.
These are songs that people put together for the play, and it's pretty dope, man. I mean, the whole experience has been pretty cool thus far.
That's what's up, man.
So again,
I'm happy for you, brother.
Love, man. Absolutely.
I want to see a commercial next. I ain't gonna lie.
A commercial?
Yeah. These places is fire. They're dope and all of that. But I need a hand commercial. I need your foot in one. I need like the back of your head or something.
We're gonna hold up on the hand. We can't have a stomach in that joint.
What was the pause?
Come on, man. People with it's not a disability. It wasn't like I was born like this, but. You know, if I can, I even see movement.
See, I didn't even bring in none of that.
Sorry, man.
I was just, you know, I mean, you got two hands. You got two thumbs. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally.
One of them might be able to hand model. The other one, not so much.
Everybody got one that look better than the other.
Maybe they use this other one for like one of them commercials where, you know, side effects could include.
Nah, that too. But see, I don't want to be like, Megan Fox? So she too has a deformed thumb, right? But I think she was born like that. But anytime you Google her, like that's one of the first things that pops up.
Oh man!
So they have all these pictures like narrowing on her thumb.
That's stupid.
And it's stupid.
That's so stupid.
It's funny as heck to me, but it's just like, yeah, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I hope she's paid for that.
I doubt that. You know, that's just her. You know, comes with the game.
Yeah,
you know, what's your boy's name? One of the Austins, the dude with the crooked nose.
Yeah. Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Austin. It's like
one of the Austins. They anorexic.
They getting paid though. Shit. On the side note. Shit.
Oh, the Austin twins.
And their
sister is getting paid. The other sister.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the other sister.
You do?
Who's the other sister? Oh, I do. I'm bugging. I forgot her name though. What's her name?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah. Okay.
What is she playing?
So the twins. Witch. Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
Oh shoot.
She's Wanda.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their other sister. Yeah.
You learn something new every day. Yeah.
But the twins have a clothing line called The Row that came out like
jumps.
And they just got picked up. I want to say LVMH just brought in or invested, but I mean, they're killing it.
They've been paid since kids off of clothes and shit. Oh, like they've had their own brands.
But they look like two old ladies.
This brand was like since 2015.
They look like two shriveled up old ladies.
Yeah, but they doing they want too, man.
But hey, if money, they getting the money.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo, Thug is home, by the way.
Yeah. Welcome home, Thug.
Welcome home.
But he got all them, he's on probation for a long time, though.
Yeah, he got a whole bunch of stipulations.
I ain't gonna hold you. When I first, saw the stipulations, I kind of, downplayed it. Like, oh, that's nothing. That's easy. No, these stipulations are heavy. Right.
They're crazy.
They are heavy. I don't know if it's I wouldn't say it's a setup, but.
Yeah, he can't travel for work.
Thin ice.
Yeah, he can only talk to Gunna and
which is weird.
No, he can travel for work.
He can travel for work. Yeah,
he can't go back to Atlanta. Metro Atlanta, he cannot go to for 10 years. Yeah. Period. End of story.
That's
unless
crazy.
There's a funeral, a wedding, a graduation, or a family emergency or something, or a deathly illness or something like that. That's the only reason he can go back to Metro Atlanta. 10 years.
Yeah.
He's on probation for 15 with 20 over his head on top of that. So if he does anything for 15 years, he's going back for 20. What else can he? Like Nick was saying, he can only be around from the Rico case.
The Rico
he can
case,
only
yeah,
be around his Gunna, biological yeah. brother and Gunna for music purposes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He can travel for music and stuff like
that.
He's required to do 4 shows a year that are specifically like anti-gang, anti-gun, anti-violent shows. And then he can't have any gang references in any of his music in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, I can get that. I understand that, but good grief. So let me ask y'all a question. Would you rather do like 5 years in the penitentiary and versus have those stipulations? Like just do a solid 5 years, you're done, you don't have to be on probation.
Yeah, I think
or
I would.
Or would you take that up?
I would
that,
take
so
that
So you're saying as Paul or just being Thugger?
I mean...
Because Paul, the answer is no. If I was Young Thug, the answer is no.
But you already experienced it, so
well, it's not even an experience.
You wouldn't want to take the 5 years and then don't have to worry about all those stipulations, or you think the stipulations for him will help him?
Listen,
how long will I be on probation?
let me out. Okay.
How long will I be on probation after the 5 years?
None. You won't have no probation.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, that's the deal.
She's saying you do 5 years.
I'm doing the 5 years.
Clean.
I'd rather do the 5 years and be clean instead of being have a penitentiary over me, the possibility of going back for 15 years.
You being a family.
I'm on probation for 15 years. I'm on probation for 15 years, bro. One slip up will send me back for 20.
Yeah,
I would do the 5 and get them 5 over with. Fuck that shit, cause I know.
Nope.
I know I might fuck around and fuck up one day. I'm around some niggas and my
room said no.
Yeah, nah.
But
I don't want to take that chance.
Here's the thing, right? Not to drag it.
I got walk on eggshells for 15 years.
Yeah, but not to drag it, right? So for one, you being a family man, you're willing to give everything up so you can just do 5 years straight and not have your stipulations. That's wild to me, right? Personally.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Second, being locked up away from your family for 5 years, you don't know what those 5 years are going to entail. You can get shanked. Like, mind you, he is, quote unquote, a gang member, right? You
shanked.
I don't know if you, on IG, but the other day ago, his ops, what's the nigga's name?
If you talk about 5 years for Thug's crimes, or you talking about just 5 years period? What's the stipulation behind the crime?
Doesn't matter.
Because because at the end of the day, if I'm just going to jail for some other shit, you talking about as far as like getting shanked and shit.
Nick,
I ain't going to jail with no enemies.
Wait, in this scenario, you take a Thug spot.
You're taking Thug spot.
Okay. You take a Thug spot, or you do 5 years to not have none of that bullshit.
Yeah, taking 5 years,
I'm
right?
I'm taking 5 years.
That's wild.
Yeah, you're taking Thug spot in this scenario.
Why would anyone want to be away knowing? Like, mind you, these stipulations on paper sound crazy, but it's only because of who Thug is and his association affiliation with these people, which can be easily avoided. Like, who cares? They said, bro, once Thug got released, within 2 days, Drake flew out to him and gave him a milli. Right? Like, that just lets you know right there, like, he can be good if he chooses to. Move accordingly. Like, them niggas that, like, fuck them. Like, are you shitting me? You facing 25 years and you caught up like, damn, Joe, I kind of want to go to Atlanta.
Oh, no, what, no. What, nigga? Oh, nigga, shit, what? I'm going to hit some weed.
That makes no sense. I think the best person that exemplifies someone who said, you know what, mm-hmm. I can no longer hang in the hood, let me get the fuck out, is Chief Keef. Like, he came out wilding, but once he started blowing up, he nigga left Chicago. Hasn't been back since. And well, he's been doing
it takes,
well.
It takes you to get out of a situation to look back at and be like, yeah, that... That won't help you. That and won't
Thug
good.
Of all people knows that. He's not just an American artist. He's a, to me, he's an international artist. Mm-hmm. People know him. Yeah, right? Still, he knows he should know how to move accordingly, bro.
Old habits die hard, bro.
Yeah, but to me, I don't know. And it's not about the fact that I've done time, but just looking at what I see, like lockdown and LA count, whatever. That shit is hectic, my nigga. Like, nobody, who it's wants to go to jail?
You
gotta
wake up for like 5 years. I mean, but I just posed the question because some people want the quicker way. Just say, you know, just let me do that, get it out of the way so I don't have to worry about all the other stuff. But as your point you were making, I mean, I probably would have just been free too and just do what the stipulations only because especially if I came from that lifestyle, this is only to me would only better myself or, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with me, staying away from certain areas, not being around certain things, can't associate with certain people. You know what I mean? That, to me, feels like it's just putting you on the right track. Does it have to be that way? No. But sometimes it takes that for people to be the best them.
I mean, here's the thing, right? The only challenge I believe he may have is...
Going back home.
No, not even that. But creating songs that are not, that don't have cryptic talk about gangs, which is going to be very difficult because it's up to the judge to listen to the lyrics and decide. For them to say this what does this mean right here, right?
He better hum all his music, he better be humming.
He humming on the beat.
Listen,
he doing all ad libs.
When is it about
on the beat?
Only thug ad libs. That's all he get.
What's T.I.'s sung name? The one with the dreads.
Damani.
So I actually
Damani.
So I saw a video of Tip talking to Thug, and Damani was in the back, and I'm just like,
and shit. He just,
you know what?
Happy.
I'm pretty sure, like I can see the lane that Thugger could get into, and I think he's
like some country shit,
whatever. Like, let me tell you something. Thugger, even though he is a rated artist, at the same time, he's an underrated artist. Thugger is talented, bro.
Super.
Thugger is talented.
Or when he about to say something explicit, just hum that shit.
Nah, just do the Andre 3000 and get on the flute.
Absolutely.
Nah, don't get on the flute, bro.
You can talk all the shit you want on the flute. You be like, cuss like shit. Everybody knows the cuss word.
He gonna have plenty of smart people around him to help him write that shit.
Playing the flute, throwing up. Come on. He playing the flute, throwing up the bees and shit. Niggas, you don't even know he really throwing up the bees and shit.
Only you would know, though.
I mean,
dog.
That's slime. That's, you know.
Oh, my God.
Y'all wow, man.
I had to flip the mask around now. It's no longer free YSL. We just got the Thug face instead. Now.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out to Thug, though, that's man. Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of A Man Say Man. It's been a minute, but it's your boy P. What's good, Nick?
What's poppin', Joe? Superfly 2 on the way.
That's all. Marvelous.
What's up?
What's up? Ladies, what's up? What's up? That's an old Atlanta song, don't too. Y'all niggas ain't ready for that.
It's Princesses and Etonics.
What's good, Ram?
From the model in the building.
No doubt. Back at it, man. Missed you motherfuckers, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah, you ain't want to celebrate the satanic holiday, you know what I'm saying?
That's Halloween. Y'all did that, too. And y'all look great. Remington killed it, bro.
Yeah, Rem killed it.
Yo, that stone, what you call it?
Oh, my God, that was dope.
That shit was heavy.
And it really looked real.
The still shots were just amazing. Even though it's obviously, no matter what shot you take, he's going to be like.
Yeah. Still, right. Right.
Yeah. It just looked very cool.
It looked like a statue.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
There was a couple genuine moments, too, throughout the night where I just kind of stopped in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, definitely did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just stood there for like 3 minutes or something.
You ain't supposed to have been in the bathroom or something. Like someone comes in.
Like it was like smack dab in the middle of the night. That would be kind of cool. Like everybody doing shit. Not at one time. We was fucking around. We wasn't actually playing beer pong. I just stopped in the middle of my shot and just sat there for like 2 minutes.
No, that's heavy. That's heavy. And Nick, who are you?
Dr. Doom, man.
Yeah. Dr. Doom. Yeah, I don't think I saw any pictures or videos. Or where?
Yeah.
The Dr. Doom was costume. You had the cape, too? The green cape?
The little, it was like
the whole little suit and everything.
Spandex?
Nah.
No.
I think he said spandex. Dr. Doom wear no spandex, man.
Whoa. I mean...
Nah.
Was it pants? Was he?
I mean, well, you saw the metal joint. Like, I had the green pants.
Okay, so say none.
I was like the green suit.
Spandex.
Green suit, Dr. Doom and shit. Yeah, yeah.
That's
man.
For
sure. Yeah, we had Bane in the building. We had Joker in the building.
That's right.
We had Morbius in the building. We had a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sharon, you participate
in Halloween in general?
I ended up taking my son to
Trunk or Treat.
This thing over at my job, and he was the president, so he just kept walking around. People was like, he had his sunshades on, his blazer with the lapel, and people were just like, are you a detailer? He said, no, I'm the president.
Wow.
So one of the guys says, you who? He said, I'm President Genesis Jackson. So they said, who was that? He said, me. I'm the president. Genesis Jackson. The guy said, well, I ain't never heard of that before. He said, because I'm my own president.
No, that's right.
I was like, oh. And he had his hands behind his back walking like a little old man. So that's dope as far as I participated, because it was kind of a safer space and just went around. And
no dress up for you?
Me?
Yeah. For you?
Talking to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah, for you. No dress up? You ain't dress up?
Well, late that night.
Late that night?
Bunny ears.
Oh, you got
bunny
freaky.
Bunny ears was it? No, that was it.
And a little
put tutu on a little.
Gotcha. No, it was just a little kind of see-through.
I hear you.
Okay.
It was fun.
Oh, you went to an adult party. Okay.
Well, it was. Mm-hmm. I was riding around on my side of town with my deuces up, my A's down. You know what I'm
saying? I hear you.
Okay. VA side of things. I was just.
You were freak.
Little thing. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't always participate. But yeah, no.
Nah, I can dig it. I can dig it. What are y'all... Cool. I know y'all, I know DJ Envy caught some flack about his daughter dressing up as Little Kim.
I didn't see it till my wife told me, bro.
Yeah.
She showed it, and she's like, you see all the DJ Envy backlash? I'm like, what happened to DJ Envy? She showed me that shit. Yo, bro, that shit is uncalled for, bro. Like, your seven, eight-year-old daughter, you got her, you recreating the Crush on You video.
Mm-hmm.
You got her dressed up as Lil' Kim. Where you know what Lil Kim had on in that video.
Well, I'm all for you recreating something, but you don't have to look fully like it. So basically in that video, she looked like Lil Kim, like the actual clothing, like showing the explicit.
The explicit shit. And the lyrics though, my nigga. I'll be undressed in the bra all see-through. You know what I'm saying? Like the lyrics was too much for an 8-year-old to be rapping and dressed like that. I don't condone that. I have a daughter. But I've never, ever. That's exploiting for me.
I agree. I mean, and I just leave it at that. I mean, I just, you know,
yeah.
If I had a child, I wouldn't. Damn sure she wouldn't be
not on the internet. Like,
heck no.
Because
and he's participating in the video. All the rest of his kids is a whole family video.
Yeah. Why
didn't you pick the mom? Why the mom didn't do Lil Kim?
I don't know. I mean, why? Because the daughter wanted to do Lil Kim.
Nah, I don't feel like the daughter, like, but still, at the end of the day, 8 years old, my daughter would never hear hardcore.
With the album?
I mean, I think she could if she wanted to right now in her bedroom on multiple internet platforms and on her phone. And she has very much access. But
that's going back to the household, because at the end of the day, you have the parental guides on shit like that for at least 8 years.
No, I get it.
My daughter's 12. She's about to be 13. So... You know what I'm saying? We can have these discussions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Not at 8 years old. Seven years old.
I don't know. I mean, again, I don't have kids, but I don't really have a problem with it, honestly. If I might push back, you know what I'm saying, as the dad and be like, you sure that's a song? You sure you don't want to do Taylor Swift instead? You sure you don't want maybe some Beyonce or something like you? This is what you really want to do? And I'm going to try to fight it. But I mean, again, she, because I don't know, maybe the times I feel like are so different nowadays. That access and that, like, there's a 6-year-old doing it on YouTube. Why can't I do it? You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm. Question though, when you're talking to your child and you're asking, are you sure you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, why not, dad? Well, like, what's your response?
I don't really have one. That's why I'm trying to push back. But
see, that's my thing. It wouldn't be, are you sure you want to do this? It's going to be, no, you ain't doing this shit.
Yeah, no, I hear that, but you know, sometimes just saying no doesn't seal the deal. And
that's true.
I am a fan of.
It's very true.
And this is something a new learned trait for me is that taking the time to explain, because sometimes you think people do get it, but it's like they don't, right?
But my thing is this though: she wouldn't have asked about it if she wasn't exposed to it already in the household. My kids will never come to ask me no shit like that because they're not exposed to that shit.
No, I hear you, but we're not.
So,
but
we can't. All that shit started home.
Yeah, but we can't front that. Like after your kids go to school, then they're not with the outside for like 8 hours, right? And they have access, as Remy was speaking about, on their phone, where they can utilize different, you know, media outlets to find these videos, right? Like Little Kim's a legend, right?
I think I just be speaking upon like my situation here.
No, totally.
Because my kid, my speaking of my daughter, all my kids are.
But you're about to do 5 years away from your family, so I'm confused.
Oh, you know what?
You got to do a bid and leave your family for 5 years.
So they definitely doing that little camp. They definitely doing that little camp.
Absolutely.
You know, while you're gone. It's not that my like anything that comes as far as like some type of issue or situation in my daughter's life, she's not afraid to bring it to my wife or me and talk about it.
But we got to remember too, though. Yes, we come from a different time era, but back then there was some inappropriate songs that we were singing as little kids.
Tons.
I mean, all of it. Pumps and the Bumps, all the little stuff.
Dina Howard.
We was humping the walls, all kinds of stuff. Like the dances, the dance moves.
Booty music was it in the 90s.
But you know, all of that. I'm not giving it a pass because I definitely wouldn't have my child dress in a like that, but only because of the times we live in and the access that the perverts have to the internet to misuse that, even though I don't think that he in his mind thought that it would be in that direction. I would have probably, if she wanted to do Lil' Kim, we can do a little Kim, but it's not going to be where you're exposing your body. We could do the wig, and that's how you know that this is.
Yeah, I didn't
see
any inappropriate body exposure, though.
She's sitting on that stairway
and got her legs open.
Is
she... Is she exposing anything?
No, I mean, she has a two-piece.
When her legs are open, can you see anything?
Other than skin, no.
No, yeah, you can't see it, but
so
still.
Like, it's was it done?
It wasn't
little
done
Kimish?
Yes, it was done little Kimish, bro. It was done little Kimish, bro.
There was no taste behind it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've saw it. I didn't see every little second. I didn't watch the entire video, but I watched a good portion of it to see what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I watched it for a few minutes. My thing is...
But see, even back then when that shit came out, they was talking raunchy, but if you think about when we was in school,
we was on the Trick Daddy and everything back in the day.
But the girls, but it wasn't being like the girls wasn't dressing like
69 boys. Y'all remember them?
But y'all was wearing parasuco. Oh, yeah. The girls was wearing parasuco.
They was
like
rolling
that.
The shorts up, and if your shorts wasn't rolled up high enough, and you young, you seeing all the women walking around with the little shorts on, you try to roll them up
now.
Shorter or fringe your shorts till they look like the little booty shorts that you seen with the tied up shirts that the women were walking around in.
It was still done tastefully. Nowadays,
all of this
it just seems like it's,
but I'm just saying that just seemed, we did come different. From a time era where we didn't have the exposure that you have now. So now everybody can see. Mm-hmm. But there definitely was some inappropriate
stuff
happening.
You said some shit, Rim, on the joint was like where like now, niggas back in the day was talking about your mama. It was all speculation, but now they can really see about your mama.
Facts. Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Now they can go on Instagram and actually see about your mama.
Hold on. I just looked up your mama. Your mama works at Harris Teeter, bro. What you talking about?
I'm looking at her.
I got her Facebook right here, bro. What you talking about?
Yeah, back in the day, it was just all speculation.
That's not my mama, nigga. That's you in the background. You taking a picture with her, like you in a profile picture. What you talking about?
Why were we so mad when somebody called our mother bald headed?
And the
shortcut was like a thing back then. But anyway, I don't really know. So.
I believe we all a bit desensitized these days when it comes to, you know, the youth and how they dress. Mm-hmm. Like, especially like, you know, we live right next to a high school. So when I'm watching these young, you know, students, you know, parade on the street, you know, some of them... It's uncomfortable, like you know, thongs hanging out and this, that, and the third. I'm just like, how is it okay?
Yoga pants.
Yeah, but when I investigate, apparently, like this liberal movement, it's like nationwide. Mm-hmm. Like you know, how they dress
when I investigate.
Yeah, because you know, I one of my boys, he works at Wakefield.
He needs to know, right?
And you know, I'm just talking about like, isn't it a bit of a gray area? Like you know, you being around these, you know, young kids and. Because what do young kids do? Oh, they go such and such. Oh, she's pretty or he's cute. And people like to be flattered, right? And sometimes,
well, we know how shit was going in high school. We was in high school.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
You know the hall monitor.
Everybody relax and calm down.
It's like, it's even worse because it's like free reign. Like, kids come to school, dress how they want to. Like, back in the day, like, for the dudes, you couldn't come to school with a tank top on.
Well, the girls couldn't have it, I think, was like...
Nigga, you better have some. You better have some Salehe Crocs
on.
Whatever,
couldn't come.
If you come to school with some Crocs on, nigga, like,
bro, it's crazy.
I don't know. I feel like they was doing it then too, man. I mean,
oh, it was a lot happening. It just wasn't televised. There was a lot of crap going on in the
same
school.
Shit. The Britney Spears thong out the pants, and all the Christina Aguilera's with the thong showing out the top. Like, I mean, this is like with the whale tail. I mean, this is all left. Like, none of this is new.
I don't remember that much activity when I went to high school like that, bro. I don't remember girls dressed like that.
No, me neither. It was just...
Like, to be honest with you.
I do remember a lot of girls dressed like that.
I mean, if you was one of them...
Because I used to have to... Because you used to have to make sure you...
You did. You had fingertips and skirts and shit.
Just like us, that's when the teacher was there, right? It's like you couldn't have your hat on in school. When the teacher was there, absolutely, your hat was off to the side because you didn't want to get it taken. But as soon as that motherfucker walked away, what you do?
Put it back on.
You put your outfit back to the way you wanted it. Like, I mean, this is like, this was, I don't know. I don't think it's that much different.
So to conclude with that envy thing, I guess, what y'all saying about that?
I'm not with it at all. I wasn't with it. Pretty sure he
I'm not an advocate for it, but I'm 50-50. I don't really see the big issue with it. I see a issue, but I don't see... The blow it up issue.
Mm-hmm. Nah, the blow up issue is a bit crazy, but I think it's something that, you know, he can take and learn from. I mean, him being a hip hop enthusiast and whatnot in his position as a DJ host, like, I get it. Like, you wasn't really thinking about the repercussions.
Maybe he could have edited it a little better, you know what I'm saying, and removed the stair scene. I mean, you know, and let her still be Little Kim. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And kind of with the edited version of what Marvin was saying.
But he had Lil' Kim on FaceTime showing Lil' Kim, too. That shit was crazy, too.
I mean, but not even that, though.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I don't bad about that. That's pretty dope.
That is dope.
It was dope.
What do you mean? To show her the video, right? You know? Like, be able to say, hey, Little Kim, look what I'm doing. Like,
but I mean, it could have just stayed right there. That was the thing. Like, I dressed her up. Look at this. Blah,
not everything
blah,
is
know?
Meant for the net, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's my final say. Not everything's meant for the net. If you want to dress up your little one as whoever, do you. Have fun.
Yeah.
It's your household. But don't just put it on the gram.
Yeah,
because
niggas will have
a thousand opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, damn.
I agree. He could have perhaps edited a little bit.
Absolutely.
Better.
Fuck all that, bro.
One more random topic before we move into anything serious.
Word.
Y'all ready for the fight coming up? We got Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting fight. It's
that
on Netflix on Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been watching the, I guess, what you call it, the documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah, the lead up.
You know what I mean?
It's
been pretty cool.
What do y'all think about that, though?
I just think the rounds are too short.
How short are the rounds?
2 minutes. But I think the rounds are perfect for Tyson, though.
Yeah. So I've been seeing a lot of memes circling around about, like, is he broke? Is that why he's going back into...
Tyson's not broke.
But I think it's just...
Tyson's paid right now.
He's passionate. And he just wants to go for a run for it. I mean, that's my opinion.
I wish somebody just knocked one of these paws out. I'm tired of
the polls. I mean, the way that Jake Paul spins it, he said that he was in, what is it, Puerto Rico? And he was doing ayahuasca.
Mm.
And a vision came to him. And it was like, yo, you need to box Mike Tyson because this would do a lot for the sport and blah, blah, blah. So then the next day he called Mike, pitched the idea. And Mike was like, bet, let's do it. And that was that.
And that was that. Okay, that's tight.
Now... Who's going to win? Tyson. I mean, I think we've had these conversations before, but
Mike,
I got Tyson winning, but if he doesn't, it's understandable. Like, there's like a 20-year disparity in age.
He's 58?
Yeah. And Paul,
57?
Yeah. Jake Paul is what? Like, maybe late 20s, if not early 30s?
Yeah, at the latest.
But you know, the crazy thing is, you know how older guys got that extra strength?
But Tyson smoked Big Tree. And he be on his little missions and shit. Yeah, big shrooms and shit. And he be training.
Yeah, I think Tyson going to
that
eat.
Nigga still is lightning fast, my nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I give it to Jake Paul for even considering Mike. Vice versa. Mike, at his age right now,
agreeing?
Like, he could be falling back, but he's still involved in the sport, so yeah. I big him up for that. Mm. Do I want Tyson to win? Absolutely.
Me too.
If he doesn't, again, it's understandable.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's great for the sport. Like, who else is doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I think Tyson gonna win. Jake Paul could win, you know what I'm saying, but
I don't want to see Tyson go out like that though. That was kind of, it would kind of blow me if he loses.
I mean, Tyson is like, already damn. The end of Tyson's boxing career was rough in its own, like, you know what I'm saying, and terrible. The way he went out, like, we watched him lose, we watched him bite people's ears off, like, it's, the end of his career was just bad. His resurgence was the one man show he did way back when, like,
top play, whatever. That shit was
fire. That was amazing. Fire. And then it went on HBO. And amazing. Then, like, and that's what took him to the podcast and everything. And, like, he's more popular and has more money like, right now than he probably ever has in his entire career.
Like,
other
shit.
Than when he was making millions and blowing it on Tigers and
you
like,
think that shit true, on The true. Hangover. The Hangover is what sparked that one-man show joint.
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
I think so. Well,
I don't know which came first, but.
I think the one-man show came after the Hangover.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, sure. that was definitely like when he started rising back into popularity. Because again, it was not boxing related. Right now, it was, what, the commercial for this fight?
But like, why is it running?
Because they're watching the game on the logo. I mean, if the Browns was playing, I'd probably have my game up somewhere too. But
y'all gotta relax.
Luckily, we can't lose this week.
This week.
But now, in addition to speaking of boxing, shout out to Troy.
Yes, sir.
He got a big dub yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the boy.
What was it? Friday. Excuse
Friday.
Me.
Friday.
Big dub on Friday.
14-0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was watching his 1-2, man.
It was easy work. I watched the fight. It was easy work. Yeah. He did his 1-2 in that fight.
All his men won. Keyshawn.
I don't know what the other fighter, Howard, I believe his name was. He fucked up because he had a chance to beat Troy, actually.
His opponent.
Yeah, his opponent.
Yeah.
He could have. In the very last round, my man just decided to wake up and go for the gold because it's the last round and he lost the whole fight. So he was trying to go for the gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He started throwing them things and he caught Troy with one and put him against the ropes. Troy almost went down. Like, the jump was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, the jump, I mean, he didn't almost go down, but it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Megatron came out.
And then it was just like, well, nah. Then Troy fought the rest of the fight smart because it's a minute and 40 seconds left and he's won the entire fight. It's the last round. It was just like, don't go down. That's basically what you got to do in that point. You know what I'm saying? Don't do anything stupid. Don't fall for his trap and let him throw hands with you because that's what he wants.
Wind him out.
That he can knock at you with a clean one, knock you out and win the fight all of a sudden. Like, but yeah, if dude would have turned it on early, it would have been a much tougher fight for Troy.
So did he win every round, Troy? I didn't see the fight.
Every round except for the last one.
Gotcha.
Every single round. All 9 rounds he won. Last round, like I said, dude tried to go crazy and he caught him with one or two good ones and he probably won that round.
That's true. Shout out Troy for sure.
And shout out to Keyshawn too.
Keyshawn
from around away from Norfolk. But he
knocked him out.
He got connections. Bruh, that jump was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't that sold out?
Oh, wow.
The whole thing was sold out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he sold out. They sold out the arena.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, quick second round, quick knockout on Keyshawn. That jump was ridiculous. Like, that jump was bad. He knocked him down once. Dude got up kind of laughing. You could tell he was still hurt.
Yeah.
Knocked him down again. Dude got up again, was still hurt. Boom, knocked his ass out for the third time. TKO, three times
down. So that
was
it? Like, they only won 2 rounds?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, that was Keyshawn's fight. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he was fighting some Spanish fighter. I think he was. I don't know where he's from.
That's crazy.
That jump was crazy.
Yeah, it was all of them. All three of them. Like Keyshawn, they all of them was
on the card.
Friends.
Yeah, they all won.
Yeah,
they all childhood friends.
Yep. Okay, man, that's what it's all about, bro.
We going more depth. You know what I'm saying? But we missing our boxing expert Steph today. So
shout out to the kid.
And if any of the boxers see this, y'all need to hook us up with the plugs next time, man. We applied for press passes
press pass.
That we could have covered that fight. You know what I'm saying? And been in there covering the fight. You know, doing our 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
They declined us. I mean, they did respectfully send us emails back saying, "Hey guys, you know, we appreciate it. But you're not getting in."
No, I hear that.
But yeah, we need a plug.
I had a follow up call with one of them, one of the reps, but I missed it. I was in a meeting. So
this nigga be lying.
I had a dog, and I'm not believing y'all niggas no more.
Right?
What?
She like? She ain't falling for that shit.
Nah, right, whatever, not this man. Time. Rim really got me the last time. He was in the Colgate commercial. He's the model, so why would I think that? Whatever. Anyways,
he ain't give me no more. Fuck that.
Well, let's get into it, man. Amen.
Say amen.
My president is not black.
Nah.
Remember that song? Yeah. My president is
my that was Lambo. That's a crazy too. Song, by the way.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
The following line is my Lambo is too.
That's insane, but yeah, man. Trump back at it again.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
That's crazy.
I knew he was. I kind of figured he was going to win. I'm not sure if you guys recall other conversations in the past about this nomination. You know, between Biden when Biden was running. Mm. Yeah, I figured Trump was going to win, so it's not new to me. Mm. You know, just yeah, just got to carry on, right? But what was more, I think, I don't know if you guys peeped Charlamagne Tha God's, his input the day after Trump was nominated or selected, rather. But he was pretty much talking about how, you know, Trump's approach, he catered to people's grievances, you know. Right. And right now, the number one problem is people's pockets are hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you can see, if you haven't been peeping already, the stock market is up.
Of course
had
it
is. Had his best day. And in the last 2 years, you know, once Trump was selected and whatnot. So you've seen the increase of people's pockets. And that's, unfortunately, that's what matters most right now to many.
Especially in America.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Kamala Harris, she inherited a campaign that was already had holes in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not because she's a woman, if not because she's a black woman. It's just that Biden, for the last 4 years, again, the increase in groceries, increase in rent, people are hurting out here, bro. And when you have an emotive approach, when people are catering to your emotions, people are going to say, fuck the allegations of you being a convicted felon or whatever the case may be. They're just more concerned about how are you going to increase my pockets?
So when does it come down to the qualifications, though?
About the person?
About the person to be able to do the job.
Good question. So for me, I think politics has never been about that. Mm. It's about the politics, about the areas where people can get over and people can fake like they care about. Because when we're talking about character, again, I'm just appalled that we actually let a convicted felon run. Right. Like, that just makes no sense.
Especially when you can't, especially if you're a convicted felon and you can't vote.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, like, our vote don't even matter.
Convicted felon can't vote, but you can run for president.
But you can run. Yeah. Right.
And peep game. Everything else that he's been accused of that they were actually going to court for as far as Supreme Courts and whatnot, now they have to put on hold. If they can't even fulfill it because he's the president now. Right?
It's crazy.
He's in a place, I mean, he's just like, he's good. Mm-hmm. He's untouched. But again, I'm not surprised. This sucks because you're hearing stories already about just how, unfortunately, you know, certain groups, you know, are very brazen and like, you know, attacking other people. Like this one lady, she said she was she worked at Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she was in that joint. This white guy walked up to her, and as he's approaching her, she's, you know, getting ready to help him. Like, you know, you need any help, whatever. And he was like, hey. Do you know Trump won, right? Well, you know, how's it going to feel now to be put in your place as a black woman?
Oh, wow.
Right? That's crazy. And she was just in tears. That, you know, and we can get into the whole text messaging that people have been receiving. But again, this is the result of Trump being our president. And it just fucking sucks. You know what I mean? What do we do? You know, like, we're supposed to be unified right now. And unfortunately, it's just causing more division.
It's going to always be.
It's going to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like everybody out for themselves, bro. You got to do what you got to do for your household and your family and all that, and everything else is whatever it is.
Nah, I mean, but that's how Trump got him in place, is everybody doing for themselves.
Mm. Love you for that.
That's exactly how Trump got elected, is because everybody was chasing themselves and said money, money, money. And so it's not a good.
See, that wasn't, I feel you.
I know, but I'm just saying, though, but that's that thought process, though. Yeah. Having that do for yourself, that's how he got there, though.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your intentions were behind it, all of that, like that thought process is how he got there. It's not the right way to say it, but it's the easiest way to say it is Trump was making a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
And because he's not that bad. Like, I mean, he's bad, but I wouldn't call him the devil. Like,
right.
But like, it's making a deal with the devil because you're willing to sacrifice all the BS that you know, all the hatred, mm-hmm. all the felonies, all the charges, all the shit he spews and the way he talks and all the people that come with him,
mm-hmm.
because your pockets is going to get a little fatter. Just like,
right.
I'm willing to put all that to the side and go ahead and get my pockets mm-hmm. a little fatter versus your pockets might not get fatter, but you're doing the right thing for everybody. by picking somebody else. And Kamala, I think her fault was A, that she waited. They waited way too long to say Joe no, you yes. They waited way too long to do that because she had one debate. She only had one opportunity to speak. Like it wasn't enough. And then unfortunately, the black being black and being a woman, hurt for voting purposes for presidential of the United States of America. Unfortunately, that counts against her. A lot of people still feel certain ways about putting a woman in place.
That's it.
And you know, a lot of people still feel certain ways about putting a black person in charge.
Those two things, you put all those
factors together. It was. I was hoping, and you know, I was rooting for, and I voted for. But
you
want to
root for all of it. It was a bad, positive, for it. But
uphill battle was the word.
And we in a place where our vote don't really fucking matter anyway.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I always feel that way, but I still do the right thing.
Yeah, I still
electoral votes and all of that. I don't know all the specifics. I never really dug into it, but all I know that electoral votes are the only ones that count, and our votes aren't electoral. So we're just the people vote. We're the popular vote. The census bureau.
But the census,
Census Bureau.
I try not to be so political, but what I will say is America definitely is not ready for a woman.
Nah.
And let alone, like Rim was saying, let alone a black woman.
Black woman, right.
Like you really think, and it's so crazy because I was on the train going to work.
In the world, not for me.
And I was on the train going to work and I hadn't seen that Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my, you know, my little suit because I dress like that going into the office. And I get on a train and I notice like some of these white women were kind of like smirking at me.
Oh, right? Wow.
But I'm just thinking like, this is a normal day on the train, but also it did in my head. I was like, what is wrong with them?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, minding my own, get to work, do all of that. Of course, it's a very quiet day. And then I just opened up my phone and seen, and I was like, oh crap. Oh, wow. You know, this is what's happening. And then it still didn't dawn on me that smirk, but it bothered me through the day.
Right.
When I got home and I actually just like relaxed and sat down, I said, those little smirks. And it wasn't one.
Right.
You know, and they weren't all sitting together. So I'm not saying it was just like a group of white women. But I was like, oh, that was the smirk to me. This is my personal opinion and how I felt in the moment. That what y'all thought y'all was going to get ahead.
Something like that.
You really thought we were going to put this color woman in, like you thought that was really going to happen? That was never going to happen. Well, and that was just my opinion. That's just how I felt, you know? And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because I mean, I would never really thought that until Ed really sat down and played that out in my head. But I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because here's the thing. How do you know who side I was going to be on? Regardless.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're just prejudging that's just what it is because you see me as a black woman.
But I hate to, but I know you gave us the I can't think of the right word. The thing in the front where you said, you know, this is your opinion, your interpretation.
Her disclaimer.
I agree. But that's your prejudging too.
You're prejudging
the smirk.
Maybe.
You have no idea what that smirk could have been. I like her hoodie. I hate her hoodie. It could have been I hate her hair. It could have been her shoes suck.
It could have been Kamala too.
Who knows? I'm just saying.
They could have, but that's not what you took all of that. Yeah, I did.
And took all of that off a smirk.
You had to have been there for the smirk.
Understood. Was Trump on the radio? Were they reading an article about Trump? Was there anything to point towards that? I don't know.
They could have been looking at their phones. It could have been anything.
Like, they could have gave you a smirk like, it's going to be okay, girl.
No, it wasn't the it's going to be okay girl smile.
I understand. Like I said, that's your interpretation.
That's true, though. That's what I thought.
Right.
I could have been totally wrong, but that's how I felt. Once I got home and it kind of set
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. I get it. But when you do the word prejudge me, I was like, hold on, wait a minute, because you prejudging them too.
Because you prejudging them too.
That's maybe the only reason it made me think about it.
I hear you a little bit.
But, you know, that's how I had felt.
Hey, look, I understand.
You
could have been 100% right. I'm not.
No, but I did prejudge. Yeah. I'll take that on the.
Well, you know, the percentages, you know, change in certain areas. I mean, as far as the Spanish vote, you know.
Yeah.
Male vote.
Into the whole
black man vote. Like, you know, it was a bit to the right versus the left. I'm always baffled that, just to go back to character, that you have someone who is blatantly making racist remarks towards certain communities, and then these communities are still voting for him. Mm-hmm. It's weird to me. I don't get it.
It's like what Rim said, though. People are trying to fill their pockets up. So,
well, I mean, that's been Trump's campaign. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, when the nation's hurting, like I get it.
It's like, what do you do?
How this is gonna bite us in the ass? Right. You know, we shall see soon. But
I just hope y'all
see, y'all see the tariff video.
I haven't seen the tariff, but I've seen the mask.
The video? There's a video where a guy is talking to a guy on the street, right?
Oh, and I
the
seen
guy,
that. Remember, yeah.
The guy, he's a vendor, right? And he sells T-shirts.
Hilarious,
and shit.
Hilarious.
And he's talking about the tariff that Trump, you know, talking about the tariffs that Trump's planning to put in place in China. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, these tariffs that Trump about to put in place, they about to hold us down, woo, woo, woo. And the guy interviewed him. He was like, well, you know, the person receiving the goods is the one that pays the tariff, right? And he was like, well, no. They pay the tariff when they ship it. Like, when I buy it from China, they pay the tariff when they ship it to you. He was like, no, you know how this works. When you receive the items, you're the one that pays the tariff. So these extra fees and all of that stuff that he's talking about, you're going to pay the fee on. And then so he broke it down and gave an example of like $10 and $30 in the sales of a shirt. A random guy happened to be walking by, and he heard the conversation. He was like, oh, you talking about tariffs? He was like, yeah, I have a business. I sell T-shirts, da-da-da-da-da. And the interviewer asked him, he was like, you understand how the tariff work? He was like, yeah, when I receive the items, now I got to pay for more fucking money because now I got to pay for all the tariffs and shit.
Yeah.
And the other guy just kind of looked at him and was just like, wait, huh? What? Uh-huh. What? And he was all for Trump. Again, for self. Yeah. Just trying to get that tariff.
Trying
money.
To get that little, that pinch.
Nigga had a Trump chain on, a Trump hat on, like a gold chain, like one of them custom joints.
Okay.
Trump hat on and everything, talking about the tariff.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm educated though. Still don't understand.
Yeah, my wife showed me a joint too. Where it was a guy from not even from this country, but he was old enough to vote anyway.
And
was
Spanish guy?
No, it was like a, I think it was maybe like Russian. I don't know, something over there, like
Eastern European.
Yeah, right. Eastern. But I mean, but still, I'm
something over there.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But he was saying he was voting for Trump based off the facts that he's seen on Twitter and X or whatever.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Which was ran by Elon, which promoted nothing but Trump stuff.
Right. So the guy was trying to explain to him everything. He's like, oh, that makes sense. You know, he was really.
He
convinced.
Took the time.
He was taking the time to listen.
Yeah, listen to him. He's like, where are you getting your facts from? He's like, from ABC, from all these other places, right. CNN, shit like
versus
that. You know what
taking
saying?
The time versus to really to, yeah. look up stuff
just,
your own
yeah, 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 actually doing the research.
I think that's going to be everywhere, though. People will, because the media is so saturated with everything that's going on, people will go off of what's said first and not picking up the information and trying to look into it yourself. So
we talked about this shit before with clickbait or headlines and shit. Like, you're only clicking on shit when you see. Some shit.
You read one article and you take it as truth.
Yeah.
I mean, but it all, there's also cases like Paul was talking about where I saw the video. Guy, the video was completely in Spanish with subtitles. Guy's talking to a Spanish guy. Spanish guy's an immigrant. He said, I'm voting for Trump. He said, why are you voting for Trump? You're an immigrant. Why are you voting for Trump? He's like, because I don't want no more immigrants. He was like, wait, what?
Hey,
he was like, but you're an immigrant, right? He was like, yeah, I'm an immigrant, but I don't want no more, though. He was like, I'm good. He was like, I'm good now.
Not.
He was like,
right
he was like,
now.
But I don't want no more. Though. I don't want them over here. They taking more jobs. Da 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 da. Nah, I'm good. Like, there's too many already.
That's
da da da. We're good now.
That's
and
crazy.
It's just like, he don't care about what Trump was saying about Spanish people and this, that, and the third. And he's for no more immigrants. And he's a fucking immigrant. Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
About that pocket, man, and that money. Mm-hmm. That money changed.
And that's what I seen a joint on Instagram where it's like my man, it was this dude named Bones Brigante. He a rapper and shit, but he posted some shit where it was like, you can tell who ain't seen 1200 since 2020.
Wow. Oh wow.
Who ain't got no stimulus?
Yeah, we ain't got no stimulus, nigga.
Y'all think this 1200?
Y'all think that stimulus coming back around?
That
I don't know.
1200. Like you ain't seen 1200 since, nigga. Like you could tell who voted for Trump.
Motherfuckers. Like,
so with that being said, right? Because we really haven't touched on this part yet. If you were to wake up in the morning time and receive a text saying that you've been selected for this plantation, get ready to pick up your cotton. And right?
No, I can't even make
this. No, this is real shit, though.
I know,
right?
Keep on.
Right? Like, how... I'm just curious, right? If you were to receive that, like, how does that change your opinion? What does that promote you to do as far as creating awareness? Because... this shouldn't be tolerated.
Well, and because this happened.
Because this happened, yes.
Because this happened.
Yeah, and this is a day after Trump, winning.
Well, these right. are spoof texts?
Yes.
Pardon? Spoof, spoof texts text. Out. That's been
but you're
out.
Saying if this was actual a real thing, though.
This is a real thing.
No,
this
no, 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 no. Paul, no, no. Paul's asking if you received one of those texts. Yeah, if you would have received it. Actually happened.
Right, right, right.
Right, that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about a real life scenario where you said tomorrow you got to report.
And that's
to
a real thing.
No,
okay.
No, no. We talk about the scenario that happened in real life where tomorrow you wake up and roll over in your phone, you got a random ass text talking about some, report to slave duty. Would there be a black van to come pick you up with the slave master tomorrow morning? You're in group Plantation C. Like, it even said all of that. They had imagery they used and everything.
No,
like,
I'm deleting it.
Some was, you know, personally addressed, like, you
some,
know,
yeah,
Paul.
Some of my personal.
Oh, wow.
That's and gotta, college that's students be, are receiving this.
That was in a group, dog, that people knew.
I mean, they haven't traced it. You know, they haven't found, you know, who did this or whatever. But with that being said, if you were to receive one, it shouldn't really matter if you receive one or not. But what, like, how should you feel? How does one react? Like, what do you do? Right? Because this is only happening because Trump, a Caucasian, unfortunately, is in the office, right? This ain't the first time we've seen something similar to this, because even when Trump won the first time, if I'm not mistaken, the N-word, the use of the N-word went up like 1,200% on Twitter, right? People were just going off and, you know, because it was like, one of us is now in there, so we can do what the fuck
we
want.
Say what we want to say,
I mean, Trump spoke about, you know, cops getting immunity.
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, you know, so just
that's the scary part of it.
Yeah, and it's much more than that. But again, if you were to receive a text like that, like if your child receives a text, how are you going to respond, Nick?
Like that?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I would tell him, first of all, don't open it.
Well, it's just going to be right in his face. I doubt
it. I mean, it's, you know, you got iPhones and shit. It's a blue dot. You could read a little bit of the message before you open that shit. And if it's,
I mean, what if he does read it?
If it's from a number that they don't open that shit, it's scams.
Bro, can you just answer the fucking question?
Don't open it.
Don't open it.
That's it.
That's his answer.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't open it. I would look at the joint and I would see, like, I don't know this number. And I'll think if I open this text message and see some shit, now they got access to all my fucking information.
But what if your child does open it? And oh, I love your responses. Because it makes sense. But just, like, just focus
you
on
know,
what
I've been scared before.
I know that. But if you receive a text and you open it and it's telling you to report to a plantation, blah, 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 like, how does that change your posture? Because right now, we're speaking like, Trump's in the office. It's a money thing, blah, blah, blah. But there's other things.
I think with me, bro, is that all the people, like, they're not, everybody don't think the same. It's just one ignorant motherfucker, and I'm not gonna let that person fuck with my motherfucking peace, period. That's just what it is.
I respect that.
That's what it is. Like, I'm not bothered by too much shit. Like, I have to be, Ebony had to tell me everything about Trump's whole, like, campaign and shit, what he's fighting for. I'm not concerning myself with this shit. Like, I go to work, I make sure I get this money so I can take care of this house and everything else.
And your family, yeah.
Fuck everything else outside of that, dog. Like,
There are people who just don't get into the bigger picture, and there's people like hate to say this again, what Rim was saying is that they're for themselves, or you know, so that's how you move. You know, I think if I would have gotten the text, it would have probably been like, I know they lying. Like, I know you lying.
You don't know.
But I'm gonna go ahead and block this number, and I'm not gonna think twice about it, because nobody better show up at my door telling me I'm about to go pick some cotton, because we're not doing that in 2024.
So what if next week groceries rise by 50%? Is that when you get involved? I'm just curious, because that mindset, as far as, you know, this focus on my family, like, I get that, respect, bruv. But at the same time, like, when does one get involved and say, you know what, enough is enough? Because it's not just about me anymore. Because you might be good, because you make X amount of money per year and whatever. But what about your cousins and them, bro? What about everyone else that's struggling because of this dude and his...
wants to make eggs $16.
Right, or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, impose taxes on terrorists and, you know, and there's other areas that we're going to be impacted by, just that we're not paying attention because, again, we're in our own little cloud. I'm just curious, like, when does one get involved? Like, if you're like, oh, that text message, it's nothing. Don't open it. But everyone else has opened it. And this is what it says.
The text message is just confirmation. That's all it is. In my eyes. All it is a confirmation that they now feel free again.
The storm is brewing.
They being, you know, and it's not even that the storm is brewing, I would say. I think as fucked up of a joke as it is, I think it was a joke from their side. You know, a ha-ha-ha funny thing. And again, a confirmation that
We back.
Right.
Yeah.
We can do what we want to do again. You know what I'm saying? That kind of mindset. I don't think it's a it's a war or anything that they're trying to start on that side of things, because it doesn't benefit anyone.
What would we have done if Kamala won?
Not a damn thing.
What you mean?
Shit, niggas would have been on that motherfucker like crip walking some more shit. Niggas,
I mean, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Shout out to
everybody celebration like a motherfucker. Nah.
Shout out to Miss Harris.
They not like us. Would have been playing like a motherfucker, nigga. If Kamala would have won, Kendrick's they not like us would have been playing like
maybe sure.
And been taunting the shit out of everybody.
I personally was appalled. If not, I wouldn't say disgusted. That's a strong word, but. I don't, you know, to see Glorilla and whoever else, like, you know, perform or
Megan Thee Stallion.
For her campaign.
Did you see the shit that shit is May trash. Said? You see the shit what May said?
What did he say?
He was talking about how, like, I guess Kamala was asking for money or like $40. He said, all I see is a pretty woman asking for $40.
Oh, wow.
You know, Mace's voice and shit. He's like, then you got Megan Thee Stallion coming up this joint and twerking and shit like that. He said, I don't think that was
the best idea.
It's not appropriate.
Yeah. I don't think it's the best idea.
I think like Charlamagne said it the best. I think he did say that he should have had a black woman, same age, maybe, you know, 50s, whatever, speaking. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more relative. Mm. You know, Glorilla and her song, which is not a song that I'm familiar with, doesn't do nothing for the campaign at all.
It just did something for the generation.
Sure, but the younger generation didn't vote as much as they did 4 years ago.
And some of them can't.
Yeah.
The ones that listen to that music, they can't yet. They're not even 18 yet.
Yeah,
so. I get what you're saying. The aim demographic that you're aiming at with Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla is almost too young.
Yeah, yeah. What do you like? I
would have never got their votes.
Yeah, I get it.
But that's just my point.
Yeah, very unfortunate, man. But yeah,
sorry,
president, we are what Trump
is
now.
Our president, and that's what it is. Never 4 years. We will see what happens. And
Washington 72.
Definitely would advise to put some money in those stocks because everything is cranking right now.
Mm. Y'all better get with it.
Yeah, you know might as well.
I heard
Ozempic is on point popping right now.
Who knows?
I
introduced to that maybe like a few months. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, Ozemps.
Ozempic?
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson, all them niggas been on that shit.
Yeah, that's why their necks look small.
Man, that shit's a diabetes drug.
That's crazy.
Niggas use that joint as a weight loss drug. That joint is a diabetes drug.
But it tell you in the commercial, you can lose this much weight with Ozempic. Yo, the commercial.
Yeah, but then they say the side effects.
Side effects is crazy. This shit like run diarrhea. Down.
Side effects include.
Yeah. Diarrhea.
It's always a side effect.
Small neck.
Yeah.
The side effects is being
chicken legs. It just gets into it. You know? Yeah. Ozempic. Shout out to Ozempic.
Nah, shout out to nothing. That shit is trash. That shit is trash, man. I don't just go to the gym, bro.
Go to the gym, man.
Work that shit off,
people
man.
People lazy, man.
Absolutely.
Gonna get lazy if people they get that lazy, money. Man. Yeah. Get lazy and get that money.
People lazy. They got all type of new contraptions for that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Too many ways to cut corners.
No doubt. But amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's been a while, but I wouldn't mind getting to a bold question. But before, I don't even have to grab. Go with it.
I'm going to bing bong. That nigga just. All right. Ruin the whole.
No.
By the way, hold on. Before you read the bold question, Paul, real quick. If y'all free this weekend, this upcoming weekend, there's an event going down in D.C. called the Umbrella. It's an art event. Where is it at?
It's at Union Market Square. Union Market. The 15th and the 16th.
Yep, and my man, our boy E-Money going to be in there as well.
Shout out to E-Money, man.
Absolutely.
A whole bunch of other dope artists. Go check it out if you can. Tickets are free $99. Yeah, yeah. You go online. I think it's like Eventbrite or something to register.
RSVP.
Okay. Is for 100% free.
E-Money got the truck outside the joint this year, too.
Yeah, you got the truck outside. And you got some fire pieces.
They pumping closer there, too?
That Merle Monroe.
Some people are close.
Okay, cool.
He got some fire pieces
that he
was going to drop in the joint. Trust me.
That's what's up. Run it back one more time. Union
Market Square, Art Fair.
Yeah, Umbrella Art Fair.
November 15th. What time
kick
off?
It's nighttime. It's like 5 to 10 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
6 to 10, something like 4. I don't know. Maybe it might be a Saturday, might be like a 12 to 10 or something like that.
Gotcha.
Come through. It's like a little cash bar. You know what I'm saying? Get your little drink, walk through. It's like 4 or 5 different rooms of art.
Yeah, you can walk around and shit.
It was dope last year, so yeah, okay.
I'm definitely gnarly. Pull up this nah, year. Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely would like to check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
But I got a question. And the question is, would you rather know the future or be able to remember the past in detail? So again, you have the option to know what's going to happen tomorrow, and so forth, or you have the ability to remember your past in detail.
Full detail. We talking about when you was in kindergarten, your first day of school, you can remember what you wore, when you, the second you walked into class, the first nigga you dapped up. We talking about detail. Yep. Or you know your future.
No, I'll take the detail. Mm-hmm. I want to know my whole everything. Remember, because I don't want to know the future. Mm-hmm. I just don't because even knowing it, that means it's going to happen. Like I already know that this is going to happen. So tomorrow, I'm like, it could be a bad day, and be like, oh man, now I gotta have this bad day. It's going to already be like that. It's already played out. It's already said and done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I have to deal with that. Nah, I don't want that. If it's going to come, I feel like I have the ability to change whatever comes when it comes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I would rather have the ability to know in detail my past, you know, just because.
Purposes. What's the memory? Memories. You remember the memory stat?
Huh?
What exactly it was? The how people like. The stat is something like people, remember 30% accurately of what actually happened. Yeah. Like the rest is you fabricating
it's and making 50% of what you remember is stuff that you've added, right?
So y'all want to know all of my stuff.
That's why, you know, when
I remember
niggas
a lot, but I'd rather remember the details so I'm not off that 30%.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So like, yeah, like when niggas tell the same fight story, me and Paul were both in the same fight, it sounds completely different.
Yeah.
We remember it. We both remember the main piece happening, but everything else, all the details, like, I don't remember when that happened. No, was you around the corner when that happened?
Exactly.
That happened?
Like extracting different parts of other stories
and mixing it
and
in.
When you're like, because I know it's happened to me where I'm like, you know what, bro? And I've told stories with so much bravado, so much like comedic approach that it's amazing.
It's the actor part.
And then when I get home or like, I'm like, I don't even, bro, you was y'all like lying a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's like some of the movie lines. Some of the movie lines that you remember, you'll be quoting them, Johnson. You'll be quoting them for years.
Yeah,
and then you go back the whole time, you say it slightly wrong.
Yeah, right.
But your version sounds
way
so much
better.
It's so much better.
What's the hook? The line we used to always say from Trading Places. As if he went to Harvard. Yeah, but what does he actually say? Or was it another part of the movie that
it was hard? Yeah, it was something like that. Though. I know what you're talking
but
about.
But either way, for the longest, we will always quote this line from Trading Places, and like Rem saying, like our version of it is hilarious. Then we watch it and we're like, oh shit, he doesn't even say that.
He didn't say it.
You know what I mean?
He says it, but the words are slightly jumbled up or something like that. Like you added one word in there or something.
It's too close to Thanksgiving to be a jive turkey.
Yeah, facts.
Now, that movie's amazing. So
I might go with the future.
You going with the future?
Yeah.
He's the advocate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Nick hasn't won yet.
I'm going past.
Yeah, you going to pass?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm. Well, why are you going for future, man?
Yeah.
I don't know, cause I want to know the future. I want to know the rest. Mm. I want to know the rest. I'd rather want to know the rest.
Yeah, okay. What if your future's like you look tomorrow. At the future and it ends tomorrow?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh my God.
Like, wait a minute.
You're going to try to do everything tonight?
They give you the big ass book. First page ends.
Yeah, no doubt. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I go the other way, right? Tomorrow, that doesn't change the fact that my book ends tomorrow.
Yeah, but
so now I get to remember all my detail for a day. Yay!
Like, but you wasn't privy to the future, though, bro.
But it doesn't matter either way. Tomorrow, I'm gone, right? It doesn't matter because the book, the future, it doesn't change
for
now
the sake
because
of the
I
discussion,
decided to choose the details.
No, totally, you're right, bro. So, but I mean,
nah. I want to know the rest. I'd rather want to know the rest.
That's a good one, though.
Nah, I'm gonna go. Personally, I'll go with the past.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of holes in memory that outside of core memories no longer exist for me. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to details, like I remember first coming to Virginia, first moving to New York, and so forth. But just the pockets of like. I don't know, first day of school, going to Abedin, you know, being in the office and just remembering, you know, vividly the people that you know, I, you know, saw walking past me, just stuff like that. I feel like it's kind of cool.
That was like a real office too. That office was right to the left when you came.
As soon as you walked into the left, yep. And then you made that extra left. You made a right, and that's when ordered the classes.
All the classes down there. The cafeteria to the right.
Absolutely. You know, you had the
cafeteria slash gym. Well, no, the gym was always
the auditorium.
Auditorium.
But it's stuff like that. Like I would get a kickoff, bro. Like. You know, your first kiss.
Just remembering all of that.
First time one of your homegirls, you know, was fancied you, whatever, but the whole time she's dating your boy. And it's like, oh shit, what do I do? You know, stuff like that. It's pretty cool, man.
Different
so,
memories to me, bro.
Pardon?
Different memories.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just playing how to go get it in the closet or something?
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, no. I was actually like at Abingdon.
So that
I
was came, a thing?
I got like sent to Abingdon in fifth grade. Yeah, I got kicked out of Randolph.
Yeah, well, I didn't get kicked out of Randolph. They made half one side of our street go to Randolph and the other side go to Abingdon. So
really,
yeah, we all went to Randolph, and then all of a sudden one year they made one side of our street go to Randolph, and the other side go to Abingdon. And I used to think the other side that went to Randolph, like their side of the street, was more popular. Like they had more money or something over there. Yeah. And it's literally across the street.
Across the street.
And I'm like, why we gotta go to Abingdon? Like I don't want
to
go there.
Shout out to Randolph, man. I used to have basketball practice there as a youth.
I got 1 year at Randolph when it was new, and I was out of there.
Why'd you get kicked out? I'm just curious.
Stealing combos and cookies and shit from the lunch line.
Combos have always been trash, man.
The pizza combos was hitting.
The
peanut butter joints too.
Trash.
Peanut butter. Classic cheddar.
Trash. Cheese joints. Ugh, brother.
Delicioso.
The very fine machine.
But no, the motherfucking baked cookies they used to have in the elementary school lunch line. Yeah. Fresh out the oven joints, Subway shit.
Little 50-cent joints.
We had that in the paper slide joint.
Randolph did.
Yeah, definitely. No,
we had Buttercrunch.
We had Buttercrunch.
We had hot ones that came out into the. Yeah. We had to pay 50-cent for that.
No, we had Buttercrunch.
We had Buttercrunch, man.
Ice creams, all that shit. I used to put ice creams in my sweatpants and shit.
Oh, you were stealing.
That's
crazy. I didn't even know you were a thief back then.
Hey, look, mama wasn't trying to give me what I want. What the fuck? Now I got this Glock making motherfuckers jump. Ooh. Like, shit, I want my Biggie shit.
I hear you.
I will say, though, that
I don't fear you, but I hear you. You know what I mean?
Shit is real. Hungry how I feel.
I'm robbing still.
As much as I love Abingdon, as proud as I am to be from Abingdon and not Drew and all of that shit, they did send every problem child to fucking Abingdon. Anybody get kicked out of Drew, Rand, any other school, if you got kicked out of a school, just come to Abingdon.
Yeah.
We got all the fucking kickouts.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
all the fucking kickouts.
That's a fact, though.
Because I was only there for 1 year, nigga, fifth grade. That was it.
Yeah, we got all the kickouts.
Nah, that's a fact.
That was it. That all the dumb bars that got sent over there, they all started dumb bars.
I remember when Antoine Nash came.
Right.
And he had a leather jacket on, by the way.
All the Nashes.
Like, fourth grade.
Rest in peace, my homie.
R.I.P.
Like,
sure. It's
insane. Everybody just calm down about them dumb bars. Relax.
Nah,
I'm just saying that they all started it, Drew. Everybody. Yeah. All you know.
It's family.
Hey, I ain't got nothing against them. Talking about all the people that got put out of other places.
Troublemakers, bro.
That's all I said. I didn't even say that. I just said people that got put out of other places.
No, we're gonna get to it.
Yeah.
Love jacket kids. Okay. That's what you're talking about.
You know. We're all grown now, so it's all love. What we doing over there, Nick?
Well, fuck a touchdown, nigga. What you mean?
Squad's winning.
Oh my God, I knew that was gonna happen. Somebody get a question at the bowl, and it's the last one.
Go grab. And we also got an album review next week that we're gonna get into.
Yeah, let's pick an album for next week.
Oh yeah, we can pick a new album, something.
It's been a couple joints that dropped. Yeah. Like for real, Freddie Gibbs shit was fire to me. We gonna talk about Freddie Gibbs. We might want to because this last album was fire.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that one if you want.
Okay. But we got, Gibbs joint. Yeah,
we can just do that. And Gibbs got his newest album. It's called
You Only Die Once.
Yeah. By Freddie Gibbs. And that'll be the homework.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy. Well, since we were back in the day, favorite childhood sneaker?
Ooh, childhood sneaker. That's hard. My favorite childhood sneaker is my red suede Etonics.
Shout out to Etonics, though.
My red suede Etonics. It's between those and the Patrick Ewing's because I had them joints when they first came out too. So it's between the Etonics and the Patrick Ewing's, but I think I want to go with the Etonics.
That's a good interpretation. I never thought about it like that. So do both then. What's your favorite childhood sneaker that you could think of? Like
that you always wanted for sake, like your favorite childhood sneaker? Mm-hmm. Is it still that one?
Yeah, it's still, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was just saying that when you said it, I was like, oh shit, he's talking about shoes he owned.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like as an example mine would be the Jordan 12, but I didn't own it back then. I own it now, but I didn't own it back then.
Yeah, yeah. I owned them.
I owned the black and red 12s. I mean, I was telling him, we were just talking about them because I wore mine the other day. I remember Mr. Stefan wore them jumps.
Yeah, he had in the seventh he had grade. He had the taxis.
I'm talking about the brand though, the red and black ones.
Yeah. He had every fucking shoe anyway. Yes. It didn't matter.
But it was seventh grade, and he came walking through, and he had just dropped, and I was just like, oh my God, that's probably the most gorgeous shoe I've ever seen. And I'm sure he had some clean black jeans on with a crispy Coogi sweater or something to go with him, Johnson. Yeah. Oh my God, it was just such beautiful shoe.
I had the cherry reds when they first came out back then.
So your two sneakers are the Etonics and Patrick Ewing. Yours is like the 12s?
Mine's the 12s that I never had. If it was the sneaker I had, probably the old school green joints that we always talk about, the green and yellow joints, the Air Cross, the Press, or whatever. We always try to find random versions of them. We can never find the exact one.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah.
What about you? You have a shoe?
I had a elementary school, right? So I used to love these little LA Gear light-ups. Mm. Those were my jams. And they were a little popular amongst us outside of the BKs.
Yeah.
And then I like the Space Jams. Yeah. Those my jumps. I just love sneakers, period. People that really know me know that I love sneakers. So I can't just really say my favorite because I love sneakers.
For me, standout is probably Deion Sanders, the Nike Air.
I had
them. Turf joints.
Which ones?
The white and red.
Diamond turf.
Diamond turf.
The zebra joints.
The one with the strap. The first ones. Yeah. So you had the black and gold.
Yeah.
And then you had the white.
The white, black, and
red.
Yeah.
White with the
and
yellow.
Then he had the black with the torque.
You had a couple. Joints. But those, the first two colors, are legendary for me.
You seen the white and Carolina blue joints?
That's coming out. They all right. They all right. But also, the David Robinsons. I'm not even sure if they officially, but the. Up tempos with the neon bubbles. Green with the bubbles.
Oh, with the bubble all
around. They re-released them twice already. Mm. But those were classics growing up.
Yeah.
And the questions. John R.I.P.
had them drinks.
Yeah, I remember, what was her name? Not TK. Shaka. Shaka. Shout out to Shaka. She had them drinks. My sixth grade year. Bangers.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch though, man.
I mean,
but
there's a million
standouts.
The 90s, when we grew up, had the best shit. Period, nigga.
Well, yeah, because they was trying so many things. Yes. Like, there was so many random basketball shoes that the Bamish just wore. That it was just random ass Nike basketball shoes.
But,
that was
but
just
not even
fire.
That. But even with the Reeboks, the bubble shit they had, the RBX shit,
the DMX
with the air, like the
hex jump
bumblebee joints. That shit was fire. Even when the trainers, the Air Max did their shits. They had like the little
the Air Max 96,
like it was like during like 98. They had the different Air Max joints. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Shit was crazy.
I mean, it's been a whole bunch, man.
Even Team Jordan was niggas get on Team Jordan. Now, but Team Jordan, nigga, Eddie Jones joints, the Vin Baker joints.
But there were certain ones.
Shit was crazy.
Kevin Garnett.
The Cheryl Swoops shit was fire.
Like, I had a few in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do miss that, though. I do miss how we used to give people, we used to give people shoes, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So, like Reggie Miller, I don't think I ever had his own official sneaker.
Right.
But there's multiple sneakers you could look at and be like, those are Reggie Miller's.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? There was a whole bunch of shoes where it'd just be a random Nike basketball shoe.
Yeah.
So-and-so wore it so often and he dunked in it and made it iconic that now that's his shoe.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
What made me think about it was one of the Team Jordans. Like Reggie Miller had these joints that I had with a random ass strap to cover the whole shoe, all black joints, and they had a white pair too with a little like random thing scene going up the side.
Reading eBay and just looking at all the
East Bay was legend. Absolutely. That was
and shit. If you signed up, if you like with what was the joint? Foot Action. If you was a gold member or a membership joint, you got the motherfucking calendar shit in the mail.
So you knew what you see dropping.
It was dropping and shit. That shit was good.
It was a good time, man.
Different time, bro.
Ever be relived again, man.
Different time.
So we got Freddie Gibbs for next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You name the album. Once. You only die once.
No doubt. And next week we also got the event at the Union Square joint. Shout out to E-Money again.
We recap that. I'm definitely gonna go. I'll probably go Friday or Saturday. I don't know, depending on how I work.
Awesome. One of them days, man. I'm there. Yeah. Well, on that note, it's been another episode of A-Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Marvelous.
Rem the Model.
And we out.
Gone.